Thanks, Bob. The title of my teaching is Prayer, the Power Plant of Your Life. Prayer generates the power in our lives. Power is an important aspect of living. We wouldn't be in this home tonight having a fellowship if there's no electricity. We'd be groping around trying to figure out what's going on as it gets darker in the night. Everything that we have is powered by something. We have our cell phones, they're powered by a battery. And sometimes those batteries, or most of the time those batteries need to be regenerated, recharged. And our lives are like that, where we have some challenging times and we need to recharge, get back, get that full charge of what God has for us. And so we're going to look at this power that we have that's influenced by the Holy Spirit and our ability to pray to the Father. Light was the first thing God called into being, and light is what changes our lives. Darkness just dispels light, but there, when there is light, there is no darkness. We know we'll get to that. But in what were the last words that Jesus said before he ascended into heaven? In Acts 1:8, if you want to turn to that, or I'll just read it. It says, but you shall receive power. We're looking at power tonight. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. We would receive power. Isn't that amazing? Our lives are full of power. When we enter our room, there's power there. There's love. There's light. We influence everything that we touch, and so to give God the glory. Jesus said we would receive power from the Holy Spirit. Is that Holy Spirit ever dim?
No.
No, it's powerful all the time. Mm-mm. We are witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our destiny. Isn't that amazing? We've received everything we need to do that. Let me ask you a thought-provoking question. If the electricity in your home was generated by your prayer life, how bright would your lights be?
Good question.
Yeah. Well, think about that. If the electricity in your home was generated by your prayer life, how bright would your lights be? That's how important our prayer life is. That we have a continuous fellowship with the Father. That we really see how important our lights are. We can influence nations. We influence people around us. We can influence that person in the grocery store. Our children, you know, that's an important part of our lives, is our influence in representing Jesus Christ. And God says that pray without ceasing. We are to pray. Our whole lives are revolved around prayer. Jesus said in the morning, he rose up a great while before day and departed into a solitary place and prayed. He was always getting away from the disciples. He needed to, because he needed to get recharged with the Father. Think about that, recharging. In James chapter 5, let's look at that. 5 verse 16. And we're going to look at the NLT. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. King James says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I like this. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Our prayers have great power. The Amplified says, therefore, confess your sins to one another, your false steps or your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man is able to accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. And sometimes the Amplified just brings to light a little bit more. I love all the superlatives and all the adjectives. But it has dynamic and tremendous power. Prayer greatly affects our circumstances and the world around us. Moses was a great intercessor for the children of Israel. Moses changed the mind of God. Did you know that?
He changed the mind?
He changed the mind of God.
Oh my God.
Let's look at Exodus 32.
Wow.
Yeah.
This should be interesting.
Exodus 32, verses 13 and 14. It says, he's talking to God and he says, "Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, 'I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of, I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.'" And then verse 14, the NLT says, "So the Lord relented and changed his mind about the terrible disaster he had threatened to bring on his people." Moses was called the friend of God. Would you ask a complete stranger for $1,000 or to borrow their car? Probably not, because you wouldn't have any relationship with them. But you might ask a friend. Well, that's that relationship we have with God. We have that intimate relationship that we can, he expects us to come boldly, to say, "You know, I have, my bladder's hurting. I expect, because of Jesus Christ taking on all my diseases, that I am healed. I'm receiving it now." We just keep saying it. I am receiving it now. And we remind God that he said it. He wants, his will is that we prosper and be in health. So we continue to remind him and ourselves of how valuable our lives are. Isn't that wonderful? Moses had a very deep fellowship with the Father. He demonstrated great power. You know, he took the cane and all this stuff happened. And the king's like, whoa. And God told him, you know, Moses said, "Who am I? I'm just a person." But God gave him the power that he can do all that stuff. He can lead millions of people out of Egypt. That's how important our lives are. We just have to realize how important we are. Never underestimate the power of your prayers. Young or old, God hears and answers. Bob has a testimony about prayer. Did you want to share a little something about James? Share that?
Yeah, we were driving. It was the holidays. We were driving from Indiana to North Carolina for the Christmas holidays. And the kids were in the back seat. And Tim and James were, what are they, 5 and 4,
something like that.
And Susie wasn't even around yet. And so they're in the back seat, and all of a sudden James pipes up and says, "Hey, we got to pray for little Willie, my friend Willie." And we, "What?" And he said, "Yes, we've got to pray for Willie." And Jeannie kind of took over, and we prayed for Willie, one of his friends.
3-year-old.
Yeah, and we found out later when we got back that I don't know if he was real sick or something happened.
His whole body had all these hives. And at that same moment, I looked at my clock to see what time it was. So as soon as we got back to campus, we were going to Bible college, we went to where their residence was, and they go, "Did anything happen 2 days ago at 12 o'clock? And Carol said, "Yeah, Willie had this rush, and that at 12 o'clock, it was gone." Oh, that was the same time that James said, "We need to pray for Willie." So God will answer the prayers of, and he communicates with all of us, young or old. It's so powerful. We need to establish that same relationship that Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Elijah, Jesus had. 1 John 1:5 says, "This is a message that you have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." There's no shadow of turning with him. It's just light. He doesn't dim. He doesn't grow tired. Talked about in Psalms about how what people have images of God, and they have all these images. Those images can't speak, they can't hear, they can't listen. Why would you have something like that? God is all light, and there's not even a change. He's not going to change his mind to do something against what he said he will do. Jesus lived a life dependent on the Father. He has set an example for us. God will always come to our rescue or to our victory celebration. The angels love a party. Because when a sinner repents, the angels are rejoicing. So what does the Father want of us? Let's look at John 14:12. Remember the power of your life. That prayer is so powerful. John 14:12 says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Now that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to do the works that Jesus Christ did. Jesus was only here a very short time. And look at even the volumes that would be written. The world couldn't contain all that he did if they were to write it all down, says the last verse in John 21. And we are to represent that. We are to do those works. The world needs us, right? They need us desperately. They need to hear the truth. Joshua found favor with God. Let's look at Joshua 1:8. You know, Joshua took over Moses' ministry. That was huge. And God just reassured him that he could do it. In Joshua 1:8, it says, he says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then will you have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of a good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And that was the encouragement that God had for Joshua to carry on the ministry that Moses had been given. And let's look at Joshua 10. And this is a great testimony of Joshua speaking for God. Joshua 10:12. Let's see. Okay, so Joshua was in battle with five kings, and it was a pretty tough battle, but God had always encouraged him that the battle was the Lord's. So in Joshua 10:12, it says, "Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel," he's speaking for God, "sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Aijalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the people had revenge upon their enemies. There's this big battle, and Joshua spoke, and he said, "Sun, stop." So the sun actually stopped, so that it could be daylight all day long, so they could finish that battle. It's like 24 hours of daylight. And it says, "Is this not written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven. It did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. And there has been no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord heeded the voice of man, mm-hmm. for the Lord fought for Israel.
That's cool.
Isn't that amazing? Well, we might not need the sun to stop for a day mm-hmm. for our own lives, but the things that we do need, we need to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the Lord, you know, this is what I need. He already knows it, because he already knows our thoughts, but we have to speak it. Isn't that amazing that here's a man who he had to lead Israel into victory. Mm-hmm. So this is what needed to happen. And God was, I'm sure he gave him that inspiration too. That's how important our lives are, that we can speak the word. Elijah had to tell the king that it wasn't going to rain for 7 years, I think it was. Was it 7 or 3? Three years. Yeah, that it was not going to rain, and the king was not very happy. Mm-hmm. So Elijah had to leave, and God had to protect him through this time. And then finally Elijah came up and said, okay, he told his servant, tell the king it's going to rain, prepare yourself. And there was nothing in the sky that indicated that, but by the time he got him there, the heavens came down. So God works with us. We're just never alone. It's not about who we are. It's about who has us. Mm-hmm. Who's taking care of us. That's God Almighty. Our wonderful Father. He is truly a Father. Let's see. What else do I have here? Just isn't this exciting? I just love to see these little things that God can do.
Yeah.
Can you see how powerful our fellowship with the Father is? He listens to us. There's power in your prayers. One of the things that's important in the conducting of electricity is a transformer, which brings the 220 watt or the 110 watt in, so that when electricity comes in, your house doesn't blow up. It kind of generates it all. Well, it's a transformer. Well, what does God say in Romans? It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That energy that we have through the Holy Spirit, that power to do the works that Jesus did and greater works, it means a renewed mind for us to have the thought, yes, I am a son of God. I have that light. I have the victory and all this because I have fellowship with the Father and I can always talk to him. I was telling George and Leslie my little testimony a little earlier, but 8 years ago, Tim and Tristan came to visit, and their boys were 1 and 3. And Cameron, the 3-year-old, was energetic. And in the morning, he took his mom's little engagement ring off of the end table in the bedroom. And they had to fly home, so Tim kept saying, Cameron, tell us where you put that ring. And he was famous for flushing things down the toilet.
Oh.
This was a season in his life.
Flusher.
And so they swore that he probably flushed it down the toilet. But I kept thinking, God, I know that she wants that ring. And so every time I would wash the bathroom floor, I would pray that that ring would show up, that somehow God would just drop it there for me. And for 8 years I prayed. And then all of a sudden, our refrigerator died. And, well, it wasn't chilling the ice and stuff. So we thought, well, we'll get on to YouTube and figure out. And it said, well, if you vacuum the coils, that sometimes is what's causing it, the dust. So we got the vacuum out, and I'm dusting. And all of a sudden, God said,
out.
"Yeah, and I was dusting, and God said, stop. And so I stopped, and there was this little circle. It looked like a dime or something.
Uh-huh.
I pulled it out and rubbed it. It was her ring. And I kept, in my mind, I kept saying to God, I know I'm going to find that ring if it's the last day the day we leave this house or whatever, that ring's going to come. And on their, I think it was 3 days before their 17th anniversary, that ring showed up. So I called Tim and he said, is this the ring? And I was able to send it up, and she was able to have her ring back. They had replaced it in those 8 years, but that was so cool. But when we keep declaring, keep expecting, that God knows the special things of our heart. He knows when we want to just hear from our kids or just have that special thing. But we must ask and realize what a wonderful Father He is. That He just wants to have a victory party with us. He wants to see the victory. So if your house was energized by your prayer life, how bright would it be? So, keep that brightness going. So that's what I want to share tonight.
Great.
Thank you. So, Father, I thank you that you have given us the power to be victorious in every situation. You've given us the power to represent your Son, that we have even the DNA of him, that as people could touch the hem of his garment or just see him speak, that we can represent him today, and when we speak those words of deliverance, that they can see that deliverance themselves, that complete healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. So right now I pray for that intercession that we can make for one another, that by Jesus Christ's stripes we are healed, and I pray for healing for each one of us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. I thank you for any oppression or depression that the adversary has tried to hold on us. I thank you that we are your children and that we recognize it this very day, and we recognize that we are victorious. There's nothing greater than us. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So I speak healing for each one of us. I speak wholeness. I speak sound minds and full hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Wonderful.
Can I just real quick, a couple things?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Jan and her sister and that family, for blessing them superabundantly above all they can ask or think, and bringing peace and comfort to their hearts. Thank you for my son and getting him the perfect job, so that he can enjoy the abundance that you have available for him. And thank you, God, for the wonderful success of my special mission this weekend, and just for helping me pull that off in almost a miraculous way, Father. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
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 We'll do some more praying after this.
Yeah.
We'll do some more praying, too. After we finish.
Yeah. So we're going to say good night and God bless to you folks that called in. Thanks for being with us. And, you know, I bet you've got some things on your hearts, people that you know that need prayer. So take that time right now to pray. You know, if you're with somebody, obviously pray together. If you're on your own calling in, just get quiet and talk with the Father and lift that situation or that person, and have a wonderful prayer session with your Heavenly Father. So we're blessed that you are with us.
Good night.
So we're going to say good night, and I'm going to take the recording off as well.
Oh.